advance. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, we give them away. That's freetalklive.com. On the way, getting the state out of your head, some interesting tips and how to do it. That's right, they've invaded your brain. And we'll explain how to eject them. But first, we go to the phones to Gene, the Christian anarchist. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, I wanted to talk to you about the income taxes, since you're on that thread.
All righty.
I wanted to say that I know a lawyer, and he's a small-town lawyer, and he is old. He's about, well, he's older than me, so I'd say he's about in his 60s.
Okay.
But he has been waiting his entire life for the revolution to start in this country. And he said his biggest fear was that it was going to, he'd be too old by the time it showed up. This, I don't know if this could be the thing that could start the revolution in this country. It certainly is a possibility. It would be something like this. I kind of expected something during
Just to recap, you're talking about Ed and Elaine Brown. For those just tuning in, they are possibly going to be involved in an armed standoff as of tomorrow with the federal government here in New Hampshire because the feds refuse to allow them to present the case that they want to present at their court trial, which they skipped on Friday because they don't feel like they're getting a fair trial. So there may be an armed standoff. You're saying that this could kickstart the revolution. That is, when you say this, Gene, are you referring to a massacre or what exactly?
Either way. A massacre or a standoff in which, I mean, it's going to wind up a massacre one way or the other. I mean, it is a suicide gesture. But the suicide gesture could wind up inflaming enough people that perhaps the revolution will start. Because everybody talks this peaceful talk and say, oh, gosh, you know, we hope for a peaceful resolution to our oppressive government and all this stuff. Oppressive governments have never responded to a peaceful revolution. I'm sorry, historically, you will not find that. At least I certainly don't know of any instance where an oppressive government responded to a peaceful protest and decided, okay, we'll stop being oppressive now because we don't want anything nasty to happen. It's never happened, and I don't expect it to happen with this government. Until there is a revolution, and in the revolution of 1776, and most people forget that it was a revolution, there was a small percentage of the people involved. It wasn't initially a lot of people involved in that thing. It was a small group that decided they'd had enough of the redcoats, and now the redcoats look pretty darn good compared to the feds. And I would say that it might be this instance. It could be this that would start it. It could be something, but eventually every government has fallen, and people don't like to think about that when they think about the U.S. of A. because they've fallen into this government worship situation where our government is supposedly to be worshipped. And that's
but many governments, while many governments have fallen, they've also fallen very quickly. So if you believe that this would be the start of the revolution, Gene, what do you think would happen after this?
That I don't know. I would hope that enough people have learned about freedom that they'll be able to pick up the pieces and start small communities that would be interested in promoting freedom, and then you will have your little one community competing against another community, and the freest communities are going to wind up with the best commerce. They're going to wind up with the best situations, and people are going to want to move there, just like New Hampshire. And, you know, it's probably not going to be a pretty situation. Revolutions never are. I just brought up this lawyer because it kind of shocked me when he told me this. I didn't expect it from this little old guy to say that, you know, the kind of things that he said. But it's just to show that there's a lot of people that are on the sidelines waiting for something to happen.
They're waiting
for the spark.
Huh.
And I don't know if this could be it or not. The feds are going to be pretty stupid if they storm in there and just burn everybody out like they did in Waco, but feds are known for being stupid.
Yeah, I mean, they don't think about things before they do them. They just want to put people in prison cells, and they know that armed force is how to do it. And so I expect we're going to see something pretty nasty if these people don't show up to court tomorrow, which is, from what we're hearing, we haven't actually heard directly from the source at this point. Ed Brown is not answering his phone, and there's no voicemail, So we've sent them an email to try and get in touch and see what's going on. But at this point, the rumor is they are going to stand off. They're going to stand to the death, perhaps.
You know what? What will probably happen is what happened with the Baptist church in wherever it was. That the first thing that Bush took over when he became president was they seized that Baptist church where they wouldn't pay their income taxes or they wouldn't withhold income taxes. And the people were holding out a 24-hour vigil in that church. The Fed said, well, we're going to come in and take the church. And they didn't do it. And then they did, you know, and it went a month, it went to 2 months or something like that. And then the people started petering out, and the vigil, you know, instead of being 100 people there, there was only 5
vigil,
or 10. The vigil. And then when the numbers got down real low, that's when the Feds made their move. They didn't move right away. They waited until the people, they played the waiting game, got the numbers down. Then they made their move, and there wasn't anybody there, you know. And they
great
may
point.
Do the same thing with them.
Maybe. Great point. And, Gene, thanks for checking in. We appreciate hearing from you as always, sir. 800-259-9231. Only time's going to tell what's going to end up happening to Ed and Elaine Brown. But I see where Gene's coming from on that. They didn't raid Waco the first day either. How many days did that last for? Until the point where they actually went in and tried burning them out and killing those people, there was a number of days beforehand.
Well, if the Feds are going to go in on Ed and Elaine Brown, the smart thing to do, and I hope that they've learned something from their mistakes in the past, is would be to not even show up at their house on Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday. And just come get them in a couple of weeks when everybody's gone away.
When no one's standing there waiting to defend them.
No one's going to stand there for more than 72 hours.
You're right.
I'm sorry.
You're right. And then they're going to be defenseless.
What are they going to? I mean, you know, they probably have a five bedroom, three bath home tops.
I'm pretty sure they've got a nice home, but yeah.
Yeah. So I understand it's a nice home. I mean, she's a dentist. She probably has a pretty nice home.
Right.
She can't house 100 people. What are they going to let them do? Camp out on the lawn? Do you want to camp on her lawn for a week? No, I don't either.
I mean,
I've got a nice, comfortable bed, and I got a business to take care of.
That's the only trick with getting libertarians to back you up. They're usually busy. Like, they're usually out doing things. It's easy to get a bunch of greenies to show up at a protest. They're doing nothing with their day.
Right, the Thranbo children or whatever.
Right. So it'll be interesting to see what happens here. We'll let you know as it develops. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to Strike the Root. And Kevin Van Horn, and probably one of the most interesting articles that I've seen in a long time. He starts out by talking about how the 200 years ago, the leading criminal organizations of Europe invented an audacious new scam. They'd already bamboozled the majority of their victims into believing their criminal activities were somehow essential to the stable functioning of society. Now they took it one step further. They began promoting the idea that not only did their victims need them, but that each of these crime rings was, in some mystical fashion, the very embodiment of the society on which it preyed. Two very distinct concepts were merged into one, a nation and the state. And a nation he defines as the body of people sharing a common culture, and the state an organization that has a monopoly on the legitimized use of force within a given territory. Thus, the nation-state was born, and thus was the natural affection for one's own culture and people transformed into a perverse loyalty of the victim towards his abuser. And then he goes on, now I'll direct my comments specifically to American libertarians and our particular struggle for freedom. One of the most important messages that we American libertarians can convey to our fellow countrymen, and one we've done a pretty poor job of articulating, is that the United States is not America. And it's an interesting perspective that we're going to explore a little bit more here. And I think I had sort of come to this realization, but I had yet to really fully internalize it. I'd yet to see it laid out in front of me in such a crystal clear way as Mr. Van Horn does here. The idea is simple. The United States is not America. As he'll go on to explain, the United States is the government, and America is the plot of land with people living in it. But people confuse the two. People use the terms interchangeably.
I certainly do.
Yeah, and I've been guilty of it as well. And as you'll see, language is very important. Language is powerful. Words are tools. And you have to be very careful which words you choose. George Orwell, as he'll cite, was very keen on which words you choose to communicate with others. And so we're going to talk about perhaps replacing some of your vocabulary, or at least taking a close look at it and analyzing the way you speak. Because you might be, like me, guilty of what Mr. Van Horn's going to go into. We'll explain coming up. It's Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ah, romance. You, your honey, and your SUV. Out for a night on the town. During dinner, she steals your heart. Ah. But wait, that's not all that's stolen. When I come back, I'll give you the facts. Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals. Like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. Could be, as you woo one love tableside, someone else is busy with your other love curbside. Yes, 1.6 million vehicles are stolen each year. That's one every 20 seconds. Top targets? SUVs and sports cars. And if they're under 5 years old, in a city over 250,000, bullseye. So if you're an LUV with your SUV, protect it from unwanted cupids with warning or immobilizing devices, tracking systems, and good old common sense. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Scott Shop Towels by Kimberly Clark.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. It is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list. And you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Talking about language. Talking about the words that you use, sometimes without even thinking, and how it is that words can be very, very powerful. In fact, powerful not only on the people you're speaking with, but also on you and your mindset and the way you think about liberty. And Kevin Van Horn over at Strike the Root. It's strike-the-root.com is the website. He's talking about this. He says the mindset, he points out that Americans need to realize that the United States is not America. And then he explains. The mindset that equates these two is firmly established in our country. Ask the man on the street about the American space program, and he'll think of NASA. But not of private enterprises such as Scaled Composites, Blue Origin, or Bigelow Aerospace. Ask him about the American education system, and he'll think of the government schools, but not of homeschooling or private schools. Criticize the United States too strongly, and he'll respond with a non sequitur, America, love it or leave it. Oppose U.S. military action and foreign policy, and he'll denounce you as anti-American. We've heard people make these claims on our airwaves. This the American anti-war movement constantly shoots itself in the foot by confusing the United States with America. They write what America is doing in Iraq, or what we are doing in Iraq, instead of what the United States is doing. And I've sort of picked up on this, and I've tried to replace my language, but I haven't really seen it out laid out like this guy is laying it out. Like, for instance, this weekend, I think we were talking with somebody on the phone who said, we are the government. And I said, whoa, I'm not the government. How could you include me in that? I'm not a member of this gang of armed bandits that goes around doing whatever they want to people. That's not me. Anyway, he says, such language only plays into the hands of the warmongers, who can then accuse the war dissidents of blaming America first. Well, worst of all, even many libertarians can't seem to distinguish the United States from America. So let's look at some phrases and statements written by various prominent hardcore libertarians, people like me, he says, who shall remain anonymous. And here they are. America's real war aims. American foreign policy. America's policy towards terrorism. America's constitution. America is a constitutional republic. America itself has no war aims, policy, nor constitution of any sort. It's not a monarchy, a democracy, nor a republic. It's not a single organization at all. It is arguably not even a single nation. In each of the above quotes, the writer helps to further statist mental domination of the American people by erasing the distinction between America and the United States. Some more examples. The anti-American insurgency in Iraq. This nation has no right to invade Iraq. America was fighting an illegal, undeclared war in Southeast Asia. The Iraqi insurgents want the United States out of their country. And that makes them anti-United States, but not anti-American. And that's a point we've made, but in a few more words on this show, and that is that people around the world love things that are American. They love Hollywood movies. They love to drink Pepsi. They love, you know, you can name the cultural things that come out of America that people around the world really enjoy.
All kinds of fashion and music and movies and things like that.
Right. But something they hate is the violence that the U.S. federal government brings to them in the form of, well, the military. And taxes and imports and tariffs. Excise taxes, mandates, trade restrictions, travel restrictions in the form of the TSA. The world hates the United States government, not America. Anyway, here's some more examples. Let's see. Oh, he says it was the United States that fought the war in Vietnam and invaded Iraq, not America. No American other than officials of the United States had any say in either matter. Nations don't fight wars. Organizations, mostly states, do. Our 40-odd chief executives, our sitting president, our federal budget. It makes no sense to call the president of the United States our president when neither the writer nor most of his readers are officials or employees of that organization. Who outside of Microsoft would refer to Steve Ballmer as our president? Likewise, the federal budget isn't our budget, mine, yours, or that of the American people as a whole. It's not a plan for how we are proposing to spend our money. It's a plan for how the United States proposes to spend its pilfered funds. More examples. We've been murdering people's children. We've been murdering people's children and distorting the survivors' lives in the Middle East for almost a century. The Germans and Japanese whose cities we flattened and burned to rubble in 44 and 45. Libertarians are supposed to be individualists. But these two statements erase not only the distinction between the United States and America, but also between the state and the individual. They also relieve the guilty from personal responsibility for their crimes by spreading the guilt across the whole American populace. We didn't drop bombs on Nagasaki and Hiroshima. The United States government did, and the people working for them. It gets worse, though, says Mr. Van Horn. The writer who mentioned flattening German and Japanese cities was actually approving of those crimes. That writer fails to distinguish the German and Japanese governments of the early 1940s from the unfortunates who lived under their rule, and so would punish the criminal by killing the criminal's other victims. Which, of course, is the ultimate tragedy in war, where innocent people perish because two governments want to duke it out between one another.
Well, you know, I've said many times on this air that I think it would be a really great idea if politicians had to fight their own wars.
Deathmatch.
Yeah.
Political deathmatch. I love it.
It'd be great. Sell tickets. Make some money.
Van Horn continues, mental liberation. All of this is more than mere pedantry about proposed or proper word usage. As Orwell and various linguists have pointed out, vocabulary shapes thought, and statist language promotes a statist mindset. We can't hope to make significant progress in combating the state's power as long as it still has a foothold in our own heads. We must uproot the tendrils of state influence from our own minds, and to do this, we must also uproot its hidden propaganda from our own speech. This issue of nation versus state is of critical importance to the freedom struggle. I've mentioned before that I'm organizing a workshop on non-electoral, blah-blah-blah-blah-blah. He says we must get the state out of our own heads and then out of our fellow countrymen's heads. This is a simple message that we need to communicate. The United States is not America. It's simply one organization among many within the American nation. Above all, the United States is not us. It's them. 1-800-259-9231, your thoughts on the language that you use inadvertently on a daily basis.
I can see some value to it, and then to some extent I'm kind of like, you know, what difference does it make?
It makes a big difference, and I understand completely where he's coming from. And I would like to resolve to do better than I have in the past at separating those two and not using terms like we or our, because I wasn't involved in the war in Iraq.
But when I distinguish between, in my speech, between America and the United States, that doesn't mean that someone distinguishes in their listening between America and the United States.
It may give them the opportunity to ask, hey, why are you saying that?
Chances are very good, just like you said, when people talk about the American space program, they're going to think NASA. And they're not. They're not going to distinguish in their listening.
Either
so
way.
So what you have to say is the American government, the United States government.
I agree. But either way, saying, getting different words into your head is very important because that will come off. It'll affect how you come off towards other people. One way. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, Wristies.com.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept! Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. That's 800-259-9231 in here with you.
And Mark?
1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. We'll get you to it. There are a lot of pages there, over 900 of them, created by listeners like you. It's like the listener-editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com. wiki.freetalklive.com. Get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. freestateproject.org/libertyforum for more information to get registered. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. As we go to the phones, let's talk to Kurt in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, hey, doing great, Kurt. You're on the amplifier line. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, before I get to my actual point...
Are you on a speakerphone? Wait. Are you on a speakerphone before we go any further?
In a small room. I got, in order to be able to be heard, I'll get off the speakerphone.
Okay. Kurt in Michigan, getting off the speakerphone.
One of the things I kind of want to say is that...
so much better.
Atheist versus agnostic,
okay,
which is something you had spoke about earlier on the podcast I was listening to. And you referred to agnostics as atheists who just didn't go all the way yet.
Yeah, agnostics are people that essentially don't take a position on whether or not they believe in God. And there's a bit of a clash between, I think, agnostics and atheists to some extent, because the differences between the two apparently can't be reconciled, because... there was a thread over at NHFree.com about this, just a completely off-topic, not related to New Hampshire at all, but just an atheist thread where atheists and agnostics were sort of going back and forth. And essentially the agnostics' position was that, well, you atheists, you're believers. You have faith that no God exists. And to
well,
me, that's an absurd claim.
I put it a little different way. What I say is I put atheists and theists in the same boat because they're willing to say something and draw a conclusion where a conclusion cannot be drawn. You know, whereas a Christian will say there is a God, an atheist will say there is not a God.
But my contention, I see what you're saying, but my contention is that it's a natural conclusion. It's a conclusion based on the claim of the Christians, and that is that by birth, by nature, an individual is an atheist. An individual doesn't believe in a God. He hasn't ever come across the concept of a God to even possibly believe in. People believe in gods because mommy and daddy at one point told them that they should. They told them about this concept called God. And so when presented with this idea, atheists simply say, oh, that's silly. There's no God. There's no evidence for a God.
If you say that it's a natural state, then how come all cultures have gods?
There is no evidence. But my conclusion is that what they say and what you say has equal amount of odds of being right. And the only real answer is, I don't know. I don't know if there's a God. I don't know what happens when you die. I don't know how we got here.
Wait a minute. You're saying that Christians and atheists, their claims are equally, the chances are equal that they're correct?
What I'm saying is that whatever it is, we probably cannot conceive of it. And just because a billion people thought the Earth was flat doesn't mean the Earth was ever flat. What is, and what we believe doesn't matter. Because what is.
Right, but we believe what we believe based on evidence that has been ascertained through the scientific process, essentially. I mean, you can make all sorts of outrageous claims. I could claim that there's an invisible boogeyman standing behind you right now, Mike. And, or Kurt, rather, I could claim there's an invisible boogeyman standing behind you, and the burden of proof is on me to prove that that invisible boogeyman is there.
I agree with you. But
you don't become a believer, you don't become faithful because you say, that's absurd, because when I make the claim, you say, well, that's absurd, there's no boogeyman there, prove it. That doesn't make you a believer or faithful at all.
Right, I agree with you insofar as, but I still think that we can't know the answer, at least in our lifetime. So my answer to all those questions is I don't know. But anyway, getting on to what I was calling about, I have an article out of today's Detroit Free Press. That would be Monday, January 15th, 2007.
Mm-hmm.
The byline is Brian Dickinson. And the headline is, Adultery Could Mean Life, Court Finds.
I've actually got the story right here, as a matter of fact, rather than have you read it over the phone. Did you have any comments early on it? Essentially, you'd be punished with life in prison, a felony, for having sex outside of marriage in the state of Michigan.
Well, this is what happens when you let Christians make the laws.
Mm. Interesting observation, and thank you for the call, Kurt. We appreciate it, sir. 800-259-9231. In a ruling sure to make philandering spouses squirm, Michigan's second highest court says that anyone involved in an extramarital fling can be prosecuted for first-degree criminal sexual conduct, a felony punishable by up to life in prison. Now, the judge in this case said, we can't help but question whether the legislature actually intended the result that we reach here today, but we're curtailed by the language of the statute from reaching any other conclusion. Technically, he added, any time a person engages in sexual penetration in an adulterous relationship, he or she is guilty of CSC-1, the most serious sexual assault charge in Michigan's criminal code.
Wow. Then they need to rewrite their criminal code.
No one expects prosecutors to declare open season on cheating spouses. The ruling's especially awkward for Attorney General Mike Cox, whose office triggered it by successfully appealing a lower court's decision to drop CSC charges against a Charlevoix defendant. In November 2005, Cox confessed to an adulterous relationship. So the attorney general himself confessed to an adulterous relationship. Murphy's opinion received little notice when it was handed down, but it has since elicited reactions ranging from disbelief to mischievous giggling in Michigan's gossipy legal community. The ruling grows out of a case in which a Charlevoix man accused of trading OxyContin pills for sexual favors of a cocktail waitress was charged under an obscure provision of Michigan's criminal law. The provision decrees that a person is guilty of first-degree criminal sexual conduct whenever sexual penetration occurs under circumstances involving the commission of any other felony. A judge sentenced the man to up to 4 years in prison after he pleaded guilty to two felony counts of delivering a controlled substance, but then threw out the sexual assault charge against Waltonen, citing the cocktail waitress's testimony that she had willingly consented to the sex-for-drugs arrangement. Prosecuting attorney said he decided to appeal after police discovered that he may have struck drugs for sex deals with several other women. The office, which handled the appeal on the prosecutor's behalf, insisted that the waitress's consent was irrelevant. All that mattered, the attorney general argued, in a brief demanding the charge be reinstated, was that the pair had sex under circumstances involving the commission of another felony. The Attorney General's office got a whole lot more than it bargained for. The Court of Appeals agreed that the prosecutor needed only to prove that the OxyContin delivery and the consensual sex were related. But Murphy and his colleagues went further, ruling that a first-degree CSC charge could be justified when consensual sex occurred in conjunction with any felony, not just a drug sale. And then it goes on. I'm not sure how exactly they ended up tying it into the adultery charge. But
that's what they're claiming.
Yeah, that's what they're claiming. Murphy's opinion questions whether state lawmakers really meant to authorize the prosecution of adulterers for their consensual relationships. Sounds to me like it's one of those old laws that's sort of been on the books for a while. You know, one of those ancient sex laws?
Well,
like you can't have sex with a horse on Main Street, those kinds of laws?
I don't know that they I don't know if I've heard that law in particular. Usually laws are written over an incident, and hopefully that one has never occurred. But you know, this is if you can be charged with a first degree felony, is that what it was? A first degree felony for having consensual adulterous sex?
Yeah.
Yeah, they need to change that law.
Let's go to Johnson in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, I just I wanted to ask a question, Ian. What did you say your argument was about atheists and agnostics? You said something about people being born atheists.
Yeah, well, you can't be born with a belief in God, so you're naturally born...
Well, doesn't that also hold true that you can't be born with a belief that there is no God?
That,
you can only
that
be
would
born
be
agnostic, right? You'd be born without knowledge.
I suppose that would be the case, yes.
Oh,
but then
so
when someone
really
presents...
you're born agnostic.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that. Yeah, I guess you're right about that. But then when somebody actually presents to you the concept of a God... I guess...
You can say, I don't know, and I have no idea, and neither do you. And be a strong agnostic.
Well, okay. I see where you're coming from on that.
Sounds like you're pwned.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. When someone makes a claim and it's clear that it's BS, I call BS on it. So I guess I'm an atheist. We're on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024, and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. Number for you, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features. We give them away, though we do ask that you voluntarily support us by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com and join the over 320 Free Talk Live listeners who have become Free Talk Live amplifiers for as little as $3 a month. The program is simple. You send us $3 a month, and we turn it around into promoting Free Talk Live, getting it on more radio stations, getting more Internet listeners on board, and thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty around the world. So if that's important to you, and you want to get your hands on some perks as well, head over to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones, to Sergey in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Great. Sergey, what's on your mind?
I was just thinking, I was listening to a podcast, like an older podcast, maybe a few months ago, and I heard you guys talking about the Texas, that if we could choose, you know, what to pay taxes to, basically. And you were talking about sort of like the military and how a lot of the taxes go to the military.
Yeah.
That we would be able to choose a side if we wanted to. Mm-hmm. And do you remember saying that, or...
I don't remember. I haven't figured out what you're talking about yet.
He's suggesting that we were talking about it just, I guess, generally being able to have more control over where your taxes go.
Yeah, but then you were saying that you could, like, choose a side. And that kind of made me think. Let's say during the war in Iraq, we could choose whether to give our taxes to, let's say, our military or, like, a military that we would be against our... against what we do. Like, I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Well,
but...
now, I wouldn't suggest that you be able to choose where to send your taxes to.
That's what I heard you were saying. But
I think that... I don't know exactly what you heard, and it's obviously it's an old show, and I don't remember what it was, but my position would be that you should be able to keep all of the money you earn and then send it where you want to send it. So if you want to send it to back up the freedom fighters in Africa, then you can send it there. If you want to send it to people in Iran or North Korea or... the United States, wherever the group is that you want to support, you would be able to send your own money there on a voluntary basis. Taxes wouldn't need to be involved for that.
Well, then there wouldn't be taxes, right? Like,
that would be ideal. Yes.
Oh, okay. Then I kind of get it because it was kind of controversial what I understood from it.
Right. It would be absurd to suggest that you should that the U.S. government would ever. Take money from people and then allow themselves to be directed. And you could, I mean, it's silly to think that the U.S. government would allow you to say, okay, you can take my money, but you only can give it to the people in Israel. But you can only give it to the people in South Korea. And they're not going to take direction like that. They're an armed group of bandits taking your money, and they'll do what they want with it.
But what if someone decided to give it to the other side, not to the Israeli side, but to the Arab side, right? Would that be possible?
I think you should be free to give your own money to whoever you like in the entire world. Now, it's actually, I think, not legal to support certain...
I know. Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
Certain groups. Well, no, it's not weird. It's the U.S. government protecting itself.
But then, wouldn't you think that, let's say, I give my money to the Israeli army, like, generally speaking, and my neighbor Bob or something gives his money to let's say the Arab, like the, you know, the Iraqi soldiers or something, then, you know, me and Bob would have, you know, a conflict between us. And if you multiply it out, you know, that could be like just basically the country, you know, splitting into two groups, you know, those who give money to those kind of people and the ones that give the money to the Iraqi people.
I think
know?
Most people wouldn't give any money to anybody for fighting wars.
I think that's
I know
true.
I wouldn't.
But then wouldn't you think that the military of America would become so small it would be useless?
Hip-hop hooray, as far as I'm concerned, I've got no use for it. Now, Mark, on the other hand, supports the idea of a military, but I don't have any use for the military. When's the last time they protected me?
Well, that's true, but I don't think you should be saying it like that, because, let's say...
Why, because someone will get offended?
Well, no, absolutely not. I'm saying it because it's just, I don't really agree with it, because, let's say, if people choose not to give taxes to the army, and only, like, 2% of the population would give give some money to the army... One day, like, I don't know, Canada, or I'm just, would, like, decide to, you know, be
come
like,
on.
Oh, America looks like a nice piece of land, you know,
that's
let's go
silly.
Capture it.
No, I there's mean, a reason I mean? Why that wouldn't work. There's a reason why it wouldn't work, and I suggest that you take a look at the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution to understand it. Basically, nobody wants to come in and take over a country with ground troops that is full of armed citizens. They're just not going to do it. And if those armed citizens are free individuals, as they should be, they'll be free to get together and form militias with one another and purchase and, you know, pool their money together, get contributions, and buy defensive equipment. So people that feel like you do, the people that are scared that they're going to get invaded, would get together voluntarily and defend.
It, you know
what
I mean?
Huh?
I'm just generally saying it, but, I have to agree that it wouldn't be as organized as, I mean, the way it is right now, like... I'm not saying it's very good, but...
Thank goodness it wouldn't be as organized. Decentralization is more effective. Look at Iraq. I mean, look at what you've got there. You've got the biggest, most powerful military in the world, the United States military, going up against a ragtag, decentralized group of insurgents that are, tying bombs together with shoelaces.
Yeah,
I mean, these
I guess
people,
you're right on that, yeah.
Right, they're decentralized. There's no one guy. You can't take out one dude and end the conflict. The more people you kill, the more people get active in the decentralized defense, and that is the insurgency. And the same thing would happen here if an organized group of military soldiers from another country invaded the United States. They'd be up against a bunch of decentralized militias that would take arms up against the invaders, and they wouldn't stand a chance. You don't need to have a military bureaucracy spending billions of dollars to have effective defense. Iraq proves it.
Yeah, it kind of got me thinking now.
Any other thoughts, Sergey?
Well, I just wanted to say I'm from Illinois, Naperville, and around here we just had a smoking law passed, like you were talking about a while ago, and now, like, a bunch of people that own businesses aren't very happy, you know?
Too late now.
Own businesses?
They own businesses.
Oh, I'm sorry.
People that own businesses. Too
like,
late now. I doubt any of the unhappy businessmen will actually do anything about it.
Well, let's say my friend's dad, he used to own a restaurant. Like, he owns it now, but I think he's going to sell it. And he had horrible food, but you could smoke in there.
Okay.
And people would rather go there instead of a place with, you know, better food.
Sure.
And now when you can't smoke there anymore, obviously they're going to go to Baker Square or something, you know.
Right,
I mean?
They're going to go to Aurora or something, you know, that people, the business owners are, some of them are going to say, I don't want to be here, and they're going to pick up and move off to Aurora or someplace else.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's a shame that more people who oppose smoking bans don't actually do anything about it. That is, maybe stage civil disobedience in their restaurant, refuse to pay the fines, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So many people here have signs outside their houses, you know. We support smoking-free Naperville, you know. What the heck is up with that? It's just
What
ridiculous.
A bunch of Nazis. Get to the free state. Forget about Illinois. It's a lost cause. Thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Man, the rest of the states are a lost cause.
Pretty much. Yeah. Let's talk to Abel in Nebraska. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Abel.
Hey, gentlemen. Nice to hear from you. I love your show. I really do. I just found it recently via the podcast.
Super.
I'm really impressed with it, you know.
Glad you're on board. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, I'm working towards developing a martial philosophy that would, you know, allow people to fight against the government and not have to necessarily take up arms. You know, there's a, you know, I'm a student of strategy and of the martial arts, and I really think that, you know, a person with a warrior-type mentality, a martial mentality, is a free person. But what I'd like to recommend is that, you know, perhaps we could organize something, maybe over the internet, where, you know, we could get a large percentage of the population together to go to the banks on a specific day of the year and just withdraw every last cent of their money from the banks. What would happen to the economy? What message would it send to the government, who basically is controlling our economy because we don't have a free market? What message would it send if you know, everybody went to the banks on a specific day? We had a bank, national bank run day. We went in there and yanked all of our cash out of the banks.
I don't think that's an interesting question. First of all, I don't know if you'd be able to get enough people to do it to have an effect. Secondly, I don't know, even if you did get a bunch of people to do it, if it would have any more of an effect than just making people angry as they waited in line to remove their money, because the banking system isn't backed by anything anymore. So it's not like you're actually pulling anything out of the bank. You're just pulling pieces of paper out. So I don't know.
Well,
if it would
happen. I know that it exasperated the effects of the stock market crash and the Great Depression when people ran, you know, made a run on the bank and tried to pull all of their money out of the system. You know, because
the money was still backed back then.
Yeah, but you know, and it wasn't bad for the banks; it was bad for the people that couldn't get their money out.
Well, you know, do you think that it would? Well, perhaps I was wrong. Perhaps it wouldn't have the effect that I thought it would. You know, and
it might be, you know, it might be worth trying, but I don't know, you know, if you're going to be able to get people to do it. It would take a lot for me to get my money out of, you know, the different places that it's currently at. I mean, I've got mutual fund shares to sell, stocks to sell, options that I'd have to liquidate. You know, there's several banks. I mean, it wouldn't be easy.
Back when the banks actually had to have reserves of gold and silver, it would have had a devastating effect. Today,
yeah,
I don't think, not so much.
You know, I'd just like to think, you know, we haven't been able to win any sort of freedom.
I know,
voting,
and that's why the Free State Project is the answer. Abel, call us again, man. Hour 3's on the way.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.